For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. You know, I met the drug czar, been a couple of years ago. I met him, but if you were to ask him, he would say he didn't meet me. You see, he had just finished giving a speech at a junior high school about gangs and drugs, and I walked up to him, handed him my business card, or I tried to, and I offered him my hand. I tried to, but he looked at me like I was crazy or invisible. He refused to take the card. He refused to shake my hand. He refused to respond in any fashion whatsoever. He finished filling his briefcase. He stood up. His four goons gathered around him, and he left the building as I'm walking beside this entourage saying, "Mr. Walters, I just want to interview you for my radio show. Please take my card, sir." And they left the building, and I haven't talked to him since. But do you think I should try again? You know, for years now, we've offered $1,200 cash money. That's more than you get for going on the Tonight Show, for Christ's sake, to any drug warrior willing to come on our radio programs and spend 15 minutes clarifying the need for drug war. And despite these offers, directly to the drug czar and every agent of government you can probably think of, no one has ever taken us up on that offer. Why do you suppose that is? Well, my theory is that they're all cowards. And so we produce the following segment on behalf of these false-faced fabricators of fact.
Here's a news flash. The undermanned, underfunded, ill-equipped drug legalization movement will never end the drug war. Despite their efforts, the scope of the drug war continues to expand, from illicit street drugs to prescription pain medication to tobacco and alcohol. For decades, high-ranking DEA officials have said publicly that they wish to criminalize the use of tobacco and alcohol. And now, if you're paying attention, you'll see it beginning to happen. Not just across the country, but across the globe. Governments everywhere are placing restrictions on smoking. First in restaurants, then in bars, then in all public buildings. Come on, you know the drill. The goal, of course, is to ban smoking completely and save the lives of the countless millions who would clearly be better off without their freedom to decide whether or not to smoke. It's good. The government knows what's best. Drug legalization advocates are losing the fight. The drug war just grows and grows. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
The drug czar knows all, sees all. He has spies and informants everywhere you go. And he's perfectly willing to kill you and your wife and your children and your family doctor and especially your family dog to keep you safe from drugs. They prove it every day. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.